I guess the biggest thing that surprised me is that I was eating way more than I was before, but I was eating the right foods.
Did that make you nervous?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm like, what, does Stacey know what she's doing? Or what's going on here?
Betsy, you feel like that at all?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'd put my lunch together and I'd like take it to work and dump it on a plate and I'd like, oh, geez, that is so much. That's a lot of food.
The fitness movement is brought to you by Zor Fitness. We offer coaching and individualized program design, as well as educational content for coaches and athletes. It's all at one place, zorfitness.com.
Did you make this, Ben?
I did.
Yeah, I made a bar similar to this.
I didn't put the boards together. Like, the whole tabletop's like three slabs that I bought.
And then trimmed it.
And then... Well, I laid them down upside down all together and then just put a piece of plywood on the top and drilled it in the bottom and then put the little border around the outside.
That's one of my hobbies is woodworking.
Pretty cool. Really?
I can do things with wood, but I can't do metal or anything else.
Yeah.
Or machinery or
anything. Yeah, I'm not really into that either. I've been trying not to think about this for 3 days.
So. The first time I was in here, I was sweating a lot. Yeah. Now I only sweat a little bit. You'll be fine.
We don't make you wear the headphones anymore. We used to do that.
We used to have the whole, and then you could hear yourself. It was like screaming in your own ears. It's not so bad anymore. Before CrossFit and macros, what were you guys up to before then? Tell us a little bit. Betsy, you want to go first?
I've kind of weightlifted off and on for most of my life. I started probably in my early 20s. I'd watch things on TV and weightlift along with them.
Oh, nice.
Like the video follow along type stuff?
Yeah.
The boot camp?
No. Like Corey Everson.
Oh, my back goodness.
Back in the 90s.
So I had like your little own
Galad,
setup at home.
Do you remember Galad Jankiewicz, a guy that did his things in Hawaii?
Yes, he had like the curly hair. He's always on the beach. Yes.
Yep.
You probably.
I do not.
I bet your mom would know. Yep. I know exactly who that is.
Yep. So that's
were you consistent with that stuff?
I won't say consistent, but like off and on, like I kept going back to it. I liked it. Like I started actually in high school. I just like weightlifting. I just thought it was fun.
Oh, nice. So like almost immediately prior to coming to Lumber Capital, what were you up to as far as fitness?
I was at another gym over at Fitness Factory lifting. And I like lifting, but it was boring. Like, I didn't have anybody that went with me, mm-hmm. and it was just boring.
Yeah.
I still like the results, but I couldn't stay consistent because...
Yeah, not exciting.
It was not
exciting. Not a whole lot keeping you going back.
Right? No.
Yeah. How about nutrition-wise?
Well, up until probably about 6 or 8 years ago, I could pretty much eat what I wanted and not really gain weight. And
those were the days.
They were. And then, because I'm a junk food junkie, but it never really, like, put pounds on. Mm-hmm. And then menopause, and it was...
Yeah, whole other animal.
It was. It was not what I wanted. So
diet didn't really change, but you started putting on weight. Is that what you mean?
Yep, a lot. Like, probably from, like, 2015 to 2020... About 30 pounds.
Yeah. And kind of the whole, like, it comes on a lot faster and a lot harder to take off.
Yes.
Once menopause hits. Yeah.
Yeah, because I would try cutting little things out, and I'm like, or, you know, working out a little bit more. It's like, you can't outwork.
Sure.
Can't outwork your fork.
No,
can't outwork your fork.
No,
I have never heard that.
Really,
that's amazing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Jordan, how about you?
So I was athletic in high school, kinda played sports. Never really weightlifted ever. Maybe a little bit in junior high football.
Yeah.
I was into running for a short period after high school. played soccer pretty much all the way up until like 3 years ago, where I got to a point where it wasn't fun because I was out of shape and couldn't run anymore. And yeah, it's pretty much no lifting, no exercise really for the majority of my life.
So why CrossFit?
I just got to a point where, to be honest, I felt like I was getting fatter. Like, I never really had a problem with the way I looked. Like, that isn't something ever fazed me. But I got to a point where I looked in the mirror, I'm like, what is happening to me? And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so I just felt like it was time to do something. I guess I have in the past, like, I tried to join Planet Fitness, and like $10 a month, and I go one time and pay for 2 years and never go back. And like a lot, like Betsy said, where like when you don't have somebody to go with, like the camaraderie of it is pretty awesome. Like, I certainly didn't expect that when I got into it, so that's helped a bunch.
Good. Nutrition. What were you doing before macros?
Whatever I wanted to.
Whatever, anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, like basically as soon as I moved out on my own, like all the rules were lifted. Like I had my own money. I could eat whatever I want when I wanted, whenever I wanted. And like when I was younger, like she said, it didn't affect me at all. Getting older when you're doing that kind of stuff, like I felt like I'd feel like crap all the time. And like, certainly it's not this Big Mac that I'm eating. Like, there's no way that's
it's not affecting my energy levels. You
know? So, and to be honest, like, I knew that was happening, but I didn't know that it was happening on the level it was. Like, yeah. I didn't understand. Like, I always thought, if you need to lose weight, you need to cut your carbs. Like, that was the only thing I ever knew. So I would go on these, like, 1 month long diets, lose 15, 20 pounds in a month, feel real good about myself, and then immediately go back into and gain all that weight back. So feel 1,000 times better.
Good. So both of you are counting macros with me. Jordan, you started with the boot camp challenges that I do. Betsy started as a client in the beginning of December. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what sort of changes did you sort of immediately see when you guys started macros? Anything that surprised you? Anything that you were kind of like, whoa?
Felt like I had a lot more energy. And yeah. It was... I guess the biggest thing that surprised me is that I was eating way more than I was before, but I was eating the right foods.
Did that make you nervous?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm like, boy, does Stacey know what she's doing? What's going on here?
Like,
boy, macros numbers are really high. I don't know what's going on. And actually, it was really hard for me at first because, like, I think it was like the first month before I started losing any weight. And with that, I say that, but... I had problem, like, it was hard for me to understand what was happening, but the first time you put my pictures, like, from the first day I started until, like, 3 weeks in, and I lost, like, however many inches, like, you can look at the pictures and see that it's clearly working. It just wasn't happening on the scale quite at that point. So that was the, just the amount of food that I was eating and still am. It's kind of mind-blowing.
I always love that. Yeah. Are you sure I should be eating this much food?
Yeah, definitely.
I promise.
Betsy, you feel like that at all?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'd put my lunch together, and I'd, like, take it to work and dump it on a plate, and I'd, like, oh, geez, that is so much. That's a lot of food.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's not most people's experiences when they go to, like, you know, dialing their nutrition, most, like, losing a few pounds. Like, that's almost never... Like, you hear that. Like, if people are just doing it on their own, right? Like, I'm sure, like, there's other people who are coaching that are, you know, maybe putting themselves in a similar bucket. But for the most part, people don't have that experience. Whereas, like, you were saying before, like, you're always focusing on, like, cutting carbs, for example. It's very rarely do you think about, like, how can I eat the most food possible?
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, one of your big things is, like,
volume
of food so that people actually feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, like, going through my second boot camp now. And it still doesn't make sense to me quite like how I'm eating this much and still losing weight. But
you also like as you start to log things, you'll start to see how many calories and then like what's the distribution of fat, protein, carb of different foods. And then it's like, wow, this food that has like so much food has like very little, you know, calories and like the macros just so low compared to something else. And it's like, wow, I could like, if my goal is weight loss for now, it's like, I could eat so much of this versus like this other thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sure like there was definitely like a learning process of like counting the macros, which it is for everybody. You guys can tell us about that a little bit. But then like, also like, were there any like surprises for like foods or just like things that like, you're like, whoa, like that, like something that really surprised you started that process?
I'm sure there were things that I can't pinpoint any, but yeah, I would log something and just be so shocked at like how many carbs were in it. Empty carbs, sugar. And it's like, ew. Mm-hmm. If I eat that, then I have, you know, then I really can't have something else.
Right. Yeah.
And, but yeah, sugars was a hard one for me because I love sugar. I love,
people have their sweet tooth.
I love cupcakes and I love candy.
So how do you handle that now?
Oh, well, I for sure eat donuts. I eat macros by my donuts for sure.
Yeah. And I tell people too that the key to that is if there's something that you love, log it first and then log everything around it. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you need to have a donut every day or a slice of pizza every Friday or two slices of pizza every Friday, log that first. And then, so you're like backtracking.
Yep.
And then you can log the rest of your day around it. That way you can have what you want. You know, I always tell people don't restrict anything as long as you're getting enough of the good stuff, you know, so.
And I did that for Easter. Like I logged my dinner, like you said, and I knew I was going to eat a piece of cake and a coconut egg. So I logged them first. I'm like, okay, now I have to work around those
things. Now I have to eat spinach and egg whites.
All dang day.
That's not true, though. Maybe sometimes, but it's not every day. It's not every day.
But that's for sure the best way to do it is put something in there that you know you want, that you know for sure you're going to have, and schedule the rest of your day around it. And
it's totally doable.
As long as you're tracking the rest of the day, you can probably play that game. If like someone is like, maybe that philosophy doesn't work all the time, but if you're someone who's tracking very closely, then it's like, because like it's very easy. I mean, it probably depends who you're talking to a little bit, because like there's some people, like if you're talking to people who are goal oriented, who want to like, again, like want to see progress in the way that they're measuring it, they're going to like, okay, I'm going to have this one thing, but I'm going to plan the rest around it. That's very different than like, Stacey said I can have whatever I want, so I'm just going to go out and...
Listen, those are the old days of macro counting, if it fits your macros. People were eating like a cupcake or a donut for breakfast, pizza for dinner, and a Big Mac for lunch, and they're like logging, seeing what, you know, they can fit around all those. You're not going to... You're going to be your
protein
starving.
Powder and you'll be fine.
Protein shakes
rounds it all out.
Yeah, but I don't love that. Like, you need to have quality for sure. Jordan, any foods surprise you that you didn't realize you were eating?
So, like, I love steak, and but I probably, like, on a regular basis, prefer chicken. So that was, like, pretty cool for me because now I eat chicken, like, pretty much every day. A lot of protein, not a lot of fat. Mm-hmm. So I'll just Sundays marinate chicken and take it out and grill it as I need it. So that's been good. That was easy. One of the learning curves was finding what was easy and like on a regular basis. Can't really think of anything in particular.
Yeah. Are there any other like routines that you guys adopted? Like you were saying, like, you know, you were always prepping chicken, like marinating it and then, making a big batch. Is there anything like that that you kind of like learned just like, hey, if I do this, it kind of saves me a lot of time during the week or, like kind of could plan ahead a little bit better?
Yeah. I found that if I don't do my meal preps on Sunday, then I'm going to have a terrible week. So I really had to buckle down and make sure that I do it. Like even yesterday, it was Easter, and I think I was cooking my meals until like after everything settled down. I was in the kitchen until 9 o'clock last night, just cooking I usually do my breakfast and lunch for the whole week, and then I'll do like just prep a protein for dinner for the whole week then.
Yeah.
And then just kind of fill in around there.
Yeah. I think everyone, even if it's not Sunday, needs like a reset day.
Yeah.
Where it's like you do your laundry, you prep your food, all that kind of basic life stuff that you kind of need to check off.
Yeah. It just becomes what you do, you know, on a regular basis. I have some people that will do Sunday and then like a midweek, but. It just becomes part of your lifestyle.
Yeah, I think with the macros, like you're eating, you're usually full. Like I've never had a day where I'm not like happy with how full I am. Like I'm never going hungry, which helps with like not having cheat days. Like there's obviously stuff that I crave, and once in a while I do that. But yeah, it's definitely helped. And you know, 6 months ago, 5 months ago when I started, there's no way I ever would have thought I'd be not having cheat days. Every day was a cheat day before. So
yeah, but then also like you know, you're what you want and like your tastes shift a little bit over time, right? Not that it's going to completely rewire, but yeah, it's like the longer you've done it, it's it does become a little bit easier too, right? Like if you realize like, you know, I just haven't gone to McDonald's in the last however long, not because like I don't enjoy that once in a while, but like it's just not part of your routine. It's not how you like think about food necessarily.
Yeah, I would never eat breakfast, and then I would eat out for lunch every single day. Hmm. So like just the amount of money that I've saved from packing my lunches every day is insane. It's like,
yeah,
it's got to be.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good
but
stuff.
Yeah, I was definitely fast food more times than I would like to admit, multiple times a day sometimes. And it's pretty ugly. My wife would like, I'd get home, you had McDonald's for breakfast and McDonald's for lunch. Wow, you were there twice today. That's probably not good. Like, yeah. But I knew it was, that's a terrible thing. Like I knew it was bad, but still did it.
Yeah. It's also like, if you're not really careful about planning ahead, at a certain point you're like, I'm just hungry. I need to grab something.
Right.
That's quick.
Right.
You know, got other priorities that you're worried about. So
yeah,
you just got to change your fast and convenient, because that's what McDonald's is. It's fast and convenient. So if you have
there's nothing more fast and convenient than pulling your Tupperware out of the fridge and throwing it in the microwave.
It's ready.
Yeah, don't have to go anywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bessie, any like habits, things you've changed in your day to day?
I mean, my food prep is hit and miss. I don't do it every week. Just depends on what, like.
You're allowed to have a life, Betsy. It's okay.
Last week, I ate like a lot of salmon, like almost every day. So, didn't want to.
Your skin's glowing this week.
Didn't want to food prep that on Sunday and leave it sit all week. Yeah. So, I just cook it every day.
Yeah.
But, like you said about, you know, McDonald's being fast and convenient, and people do that. But, yeah, the longer you go without it, the more you realize you really don't want it. Because it's just so unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's so not good for you.
And you feel different the next time. Have you had McDonald's since?
I haven't had any fast food.
Okay, I was just curious to see, like, how you feel about it now.
I yesterday, like, I had a Red Bull yesterday for the first time, and I can't tell you how long. And I did not enjoy it near as much as I thought I was going to. So. it was pretty disappointing. But it's good. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't need it.
Yeah. That's like a positive disappointment, though, right? In some ways.
It's like,
the only thing you really miss is nostalgia.
Yeah, I find like I gotta, like, if I'm doing something, I gotta do it, because, like, if I say that, like, for instance, like, I haven't had soda, like, no, really, drinks I've completely cut out other than, you know, water, beer. In moderation. But like if I say, okay, on Sundays I'm gonna let myself have a soda, like, next thing you know, I'm putting one in my lunch on Monday, and like,
yeah, know it spirals.
Yeah. So like same with fast food, like, okay, I've been good all month, I'm gonna have this one day, and then next thing you know, I'm having it 3 days the next week. So I just like try to completely steer clear from it, like, which is completely different than the past 37 years of my life.
Yeah, so you've created some self-awareness, like, you know what your triggers are and kind of what you need to stay away from.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm laughing over here because I've intentionally drank a lot less beer the last like 6 months, and I realized that one of my triggers is baseball. I sat down to watch a baseball game, and I was like, I could really go for a beer right now.
Yeah, so all-American.
Well, I don't have any beer in the house, so I guess I'm not drinking one.
Oh, that's the other thing. If you don't have it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. When I did my first boot camp for 6 weeks, first 6 weeks of the year, I didn't drink. I didn't go out to dinner. I didn't do anything cool. I just stayed home and meal prepped, and I'm sure my wife did not have the best 6 weeks. But it's so, like, I even found myself, like, avoiding social situations, so I didn't, like, not that I, like, have a problem and I need to have a beer, but, like, you know, you're hanging out with your friends and or watching a baseball game or whatever, like, so that was really good for me, though, because that gave me, like, the kickstart I needed with the nutrition, because I focused just on my food, and it's been more difficult to figure things out adding alcohol in a couple on the weekend or something.
Yeah, that's one of the things you've talked about with me is like, now this is kind of your second go around. And for Betsy, you too, like the longer you've been at it, like you go from the mode of like being really aggressive and like trying to like really make progress really quickly. And then like over time, it's like, okay, and I kind of want to just like maintain where I'm at and like be able to enjoy my life. And then also like, you know, find a good balance of like you said, like being able to do things with my family, be able to like integrate with like, again, social situations again, that maybe you've been again, a little bit more hesitant because you've been more goal oriented, right? Is there a way that you guys have, Betsy, to start with you, like transition back into like, even if you're not there right now, but like how would you think about like taking this long term, like things that you're going to like try to maintain versus like things that you're just letting ease up a little bit to maintain?
Well, there's definitely some things that like I had one soda since I started, like 2 weeks in after I started, and I got a soda and it was disgusting. I was like, ew. So I haven't had soda since.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to ditch that habit. Like I don't want to look forward to having a soda when I'm done. I just want it. It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
There's nothing good could come from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Like there's going to be some things that are permanent.
So I'm happy
that
I didn't like it.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that one will be gone, but I'm not much of a drinker. So, I mean, I'll have an occasional beer or two, but I'm just not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So, for me, and I've always, for the most part, I've been fairly health conscious. Like, I was always very particular about, like, what my kids ate and drank and all that. Like, Kool-Aid? No. No, you may not. I'm not buying Kool-Aid. Like, I was really weird about that. So I know what the healthy things are, so it's easier for me to stick to them. Be like, yeah, I'd be happy to never eat at McDonald's again. Like it wouldn't faze me.
You can live without that.
Absolutely.
But I like what you said though. I don't want to drink a soda when I'm done, because when I'm done, it's like the whole point of this is sort of to not be done, right? To create habits that you carry on forever. And there's no end date to what you're doing. So I love that.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to see if something's sustainable, too, is, like, if you feel like you're holding your breath every day.
And you can't wait to do it. Can't wait to do it.
That's not a great sign that whatever you're doing is sustainable. Right. Which isn't wrong at first, because, like, initially you're going to have, like, all kinds of cravings. And, like, especially for, like, the weight loss side of things, like, you do need to be, you know, dramatically, for some people, change some things to really see some good change the way you want to go. But then over time, it should feel more and more like, you know what, I could do this for the long haul.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had that, and Jordan and I had the conversation when he was talking about transitioning into the 6 weeks, you know, I want to be able to go out, I want to do things, because that is part of, you know, you have to live your life. You know, you have to have date nights and go out to dinner and hang out with friends. So figuring out how to do that in social situations for the long term is good. So I'm glad that you kind of made that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that? Like, I know we talked about it a little bit. Is that like a thought you really had, or was that just more of like a result of being in it long term?
Yeah, I think like I honestly didn't really have any expectations, just because I've never been part of anything like this before. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that that's what I was doing made it a lot easier for me, because like as soon as I started, like I started watching what I was eating. So it like, not that I wasn't going to die or anything, but like I was in pretty bad shape, and like just changing my diet and exercising a couple of days a week, like I was able to lose a lot of weight fast and see a lot of progress. And I think that helped me stay interested and
keeps the motivation.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah, and I know both of you have had people come up to you and be like, wow, you look really different, right? Which is like,
that's a pretty good feeling.
The best awesome reinforcement that you could possibly have.
Yeah, I had a buddy come over to my house for a New Year's Eve party, and he's like, oh my God, you look great. I haven't seen you in forever. What's going on? Like, you lost so much weight. I'm like, go before I go to bed. So I'm like, I felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been like, as a matter of fact, like when I was a little kid, like my nickname was Chunk. Like, so I've never been skinny. Like, yeah. Like when I was a teenager, I thinned out a little bit, and then, you know, immediately. When I was playing soccer in high school, I weighed 155 pounds. And by the time my senior year was done, I weighed 200 pounds. So, like, I gained 45 pounds in, like, pretty short amount of time.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, to go back to what Betsy was saying about her kids, like, just thinking about that, like, I wish that I would have started this process much earlier in my life, so that way I could have prepared them better for life, because, like, my kids are 16 and going to be 19 here soon, and I didn't raise them to be conscious of this kind of stuff, like, mm-hmm. that I've learned in the last 5 months, and I wish I would have. But what I will say is, like, it's never too late to start. So
yeah,
they see me doing it, and hopefully that's mm-hmm. a good role model for them to see. And
yeah,
and but, like, really, to be honest, like, I could exercise every day and not eat right, like, and it's still going to be a struggle, I think. Like,
That
is definitely something.
It's like spinning your wheels.
Like, yep. Even so, like on a Saturday, if I come to a Saturday class and, like, I come in here and I work out for an hour and, like give a hell, and, like, that kind of just, like, do I really want to go out to dinner and eat 4 slices of pizza and have 10 beers, like, after I just worked that hard? Like,
right.
Like, but there's also days where it's like, I'm going to work that hard so that I can do that stuff, because sometimes I just, maybe I want to do that, you know?
Yeah. Offset it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm not the host today.
I'm thinking. I don't know what else to ask.
Is there anything else that stands out to you guys? Like, from, like, let's go to just, like, your interaction with Stacy, because I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, maybe they have ideas or assumptions of, like, what that looks like. What is the day-to-day look like? Like, let's just go with you, Betsy, for now. Like, what is, like, a typical week look like with you and Stacy? And, like, how does that nutrition coaching work?
Like,
just take us through a week. Like, how much are you, like, talking to each other? Like, what does that process look like?
So I send her my weight every day and my food log, like, you know, my macros and all that, and you know, she responds with, you know,
usually. What's the process of you sending it to her?
I weigh myself in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for the food, how does that work?
So I have a food app, mm-hmm. and I log on my food in there. And then I just send her the macro part, like the calories, the proteins, the carbs, the fats, the sugars.
Fiber.
Fiber, mm-hmm. and cholesterol.
And then a robot just responds, right?
No. Just a thumbs up.
So thumbs up, looks good, whatever.
Sometimes I have to say, you're a little low on fats. Let's get a little more in there. Yep. Make sure she hits her goals.
Yeah. But my point, what I'm getting at with all that is, like, it's a very time-intensive process for Stacy, right? So it's like, it's something that on her end isn't scalable, because she's working. She is actually, like, texting you guys back and forth and, like, talking to you on pretty much a daily basis. So do you guys have, like, a lot of questions for her? Or did you at the beginning? How's that been going now? Because I know, like, oftentimes the beginning is, like, the most time intensive process for, you know, just, like, figuring it all out.
I mean, she set my macros a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I half followed them, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know about this. I'm not going to make it. So my macros were already in place. So, I mean, and then she's like, you know, this much water, try to get this many vegetables in,
mm-hmm.
which is also a struggle.
Yeah. Have your guys' macros been pretty consistent? Have they changed much?
Mine's been the same.
Mine are the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you typically change people's?
It depends. If they kind of come to a standstill, I don't really change anything before, like, a 6 week period, 6 to 8 weeks. Cause that's really, like, there's an adjustment period. They don't always hit the goals, you know, right away. Learning how to log things and amounts of food. So there's definitely a window of, like, 2 weeks just to get it right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
about 6 weeks after that.
To add to that, like, I think it was, like, a month in and I didn't have a scale. So I'm like, well, I think this is 6 ounces. I think this is whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So like,
that's and fabulous. Then
you had sent out like I'd look at the package and be like, okay, half of this is whatever. But like you had sent out a message and like, make sure you're weighing everything. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah.
I should probably do that.
I should probably get like I was definitely trying. I was giving it my all. I just wasn't weighing. I was like, but it is like, it's definitely like by a pound and split it into 4 ounces. Like I was somewhere three, somewhere five. Like, wasn't getting it perfect.
You tell me wasn't quite precise. Yeah, the eyeball method.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's
never
is.
It's not.
Never is.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people have more questions than others. I think that you guys, for the most part, did pretty well.
Yeah, I was like
in the beginning.
I know you're always up way early, so I'd like assume if you're getting up as early as you are, you go to bed at 4 p.m. So it's like because sometimes like I always try to send my meals for what I'm going to have the next day the night before, mm-hmm. and. Like sometimes it'd be like 11 o'clock and be like, boy, I hope I don't wake her up. Or like if I have a question, yeah. Like she might not get back to me that night, but like certainly first thing in the morning, like there's been, she's much more active than I imagined with the amount of people that she's helping, honestly.
Definitely. So. It's time consuming for me just to put them all in there. Yeah. And then like I have to screenshot them and make a little collage and all this. And it's like, that's just me. I'm one person and she's doing it for a lot of people.
A few.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely time intense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's also good for people to realize that, like, yeah, that is some time intense of her, but also for, like, the people doing it, mm-hmm. right, where it's like this is not just an investment in terms of, like, yeah. you know, paying Stacy to do your nutrition stuff. It's also a matter of, like, you know, I'm going to take the time that it takes to make sure that I'm doing this stuff correctly and to plan ahead. And it's a whole process just to get everything where you're doing it correctly. Like mm-hmm. if you're actually bought into it, it's more than just, you know, I'm trying to eat right. Or,
yeah.
you know, I'm making a food plan or something like that. It's a lot more detailed than that.
Yeah. You got to really make a commitment to it. And I tell people, give it to, and the hardest part is logging everything in the app. Like, mm-hmm. if you've never used a food app, almost everybody uses MyFitnessPal. Some people have another one, but if you've never done it, you have to be patient. Give it at least 2 weeks, and then it gets so much easier. Like you just know what you're logging, find it right away in the app, and it gets a lot easier for sure.
Yeah.
Well, keep it up, you two. Your success stories for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Proud of you guys.
Yep. Thank you guys.
Well, thank you.
Much.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I feel like if I would have started this at a different gym, it could have gone differently. Because if I would have went into a gym and I wasn't happy with it or didn't get along or whatever, like it definitely could have shut everything down completely for me. So like coming in here, I was like super nervous, like see Ben with his shirt off and working out his shirt off. And I'm like,
just trying to save him laundry.
Could make people feel bad about themselves.
I'm like, man, I got to work out next to this guy. But it was like, it wasn't anything like I imagined. Like everybody was good. Super helpful, super uplifting. Like, you know, if you get a goal that you were reaching for or whatever, like there's 10 people there to pat you on the back. And that's certainly not what I expected at all. And it's been pretty awesome. So
good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Very helpful.
Yep. So. I think you guys make a good team. Like at first Ben was like, I feel like Ben was like, and don't take offense to this.
It's fine.
But Ben was like when I did my onboarding, I felt like he was like, you can do it. Like not like, like, and Stacy was like, you're going to do it. Like, so I don't know if that makes sense, but and I feel like that's how like if I want like
I'm the scary one.
I feel like if I want a real answer, I'm gonna go to Stacy because she's not gonna be afraid to hurt my feelings.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that is offensive or a compliment, no, but
I think it's a compliment.
I'm the 100%. Type of person that like I don't want, and I actually think I said that to you in one of my classes. I'm like I don't. Or my onboarding, I'm like, I don't want you to like just tell me I'm doing good. Like if I'm doing terrible, I want you to tell me because like
Stacy
if I
will.
Like if I no, I just like if somebody tells me Stacy. I'm doing good, then it's like I'm just gonna coast. But if like if I'm if
yeah,
I guess I'm a type of person, like, if you don't tell me I'm doing anything wrong, then I don't know.
You're going to keep
like,
doing
it. Yeah, yeah, I want to know because I want to continue to get better. So, like, you know, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Important.
Betsy, you feel the same way about Stacey? Oh,
well, I don't know if I noticed a big difference, but...
Bad cop, good cop over here.
Yeah, but I agree 100%. If I'm doing something wrong and nobody tells me, how am I supposed to know?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. I don't get offended easily, so if I'm doing something wrong, please tell me, and I will do my best to correct it.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
I think we both have a little bit of a balance in our coaching of, like... We're not going to correct every mistake we see right away because you have to, like, kind of take ownership of your process a bit. And, like, also it's just going to be overwhelming if we give you everything right away.
It can be discouraging, too. Yes. Fix this. Oh, wait, great, now fix that. Oh, no, you're doing this wrong. And wait, do that different. Like, it can be discouraging.
Yes, for sure. That, and then also, like, if people are, you know, relatively new, it's like you just need to show up for a while and you're going to learn like half that stuff on your own just by like watching other people.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah, that's when I first started, I'm like, you know, you're like, okay, we'll do a snatch today. And I'm just like, before I even do anything, I'm just looking around to see what everybody else is
somebody.
Doing. I have no idea what's going on.
I think a lot of people, sometimes you just learn.
And that's one of the best things about class is because like you got people in there who are, you know, been doing it for 5+ years and you got people who just started. So it's like, you got that nice balance of,
always pick the guy that looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I still do that. I'll stay in like the back row. I'll just watch one of the girls that I know really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Even people who are super advanced, I think, do that. They'll watch other people like do things and they'll be like, I wonder why they're doing it that way. Like, just kind of like paying attention to what people are doing. I think it's just like a good habit to have. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks
for being in the hot seat.
Thanks for listening today. If you're someone who just started listening to the show, I would encourage you to subscribe so you can stay up to date. If you're someone who's been listening for a while, I would encourage you to rate and review the show. And lastly, the best thing that you can do to support our work is also the best thing that you can do for your performance, and that is by hiring one of our coaches. Until next time, stay the course.